Mr. Timmons,
sir.
Ready? Yeah.
Mr. President.
Hi, Bill. With regard to that, did some of our boys go forward with trying to reintroduce the Senate bill or anything?
They're going to do it tomorrow, Mr. President. After we got the McGregor news today, then tomorrow they will reintroduce the bill, trying to position us for the...
I wonder if they could, on one thing, of course, another possibility is to just introduce the repeal of the automobile thing, and basically the best of both worlds. I mean, the investment tax credit we could really get along without, but if we get the automobile thing, plus the personal exemption thing, that'd be a pretty good bill.
Just the 2 points.
That'd be enough, yeah.
Okay.
The investment tax credit being controversial, to hell with it, leave it out.
Mm-hmm.
The automobile thing is the must. I mean,
okay. Auto excise tax and the personal exemption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd make it attractive, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
The conference broke up just a little while ago, and they were fighting over little technicalities. They made no decisions, and they were late getting started because Wally Bennett, you know, went to the hospital. And,
yeah. How sick is he?
I think it's just an ulcer. He's out at Bethesda for checkups. And he'll be back in a couple of days, and Carl Curtis has his proxy. But they were late getting started, and they were fighting over little technical things, and they'll go into 10 o'clock in the morning. And we'll have this bill introduced tomorrow.
Now, we've lined up, were we able to line up some of our troops to stand up for the McGregor position?
Yes, sir. I haven't seen much on the wires, unfortunately, but...
but you did call them.
Yes, sir. And we called a bunch of them, and they were going to get out with one-minute speeches and put some stuff up in the press galleries, but
right.
They just don't carry it much.
I know they don't. Well, just so we have a few net cutters and take on the opposition. Fine.
We got stuck in the Senate, you know, this afternoon with a McGee Fong thing on raises.
5.5.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. For
government employees.
For beginning now, January.
January, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll stay there on that. And just, what's the line? Will that go to the House now?
Yes, sir. It was just added on the Senate on the Economic Stabilization Act, and of course the House hasn't yet got that on the floor, so it'll be considered in the House and then go to conference. So we're some days away from
that. May make it possibly the Economic Stabilization Act
to move through. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God damn, these guys aren't going to get here for Christmas, are they?
Okay. It looks like that. Mansfield keeps talking about, you know, the end of this week, and most everybody expects the end of next week, but in truth, I don't see how they can get out of here before damn near Christmas.
Yeah. Well, particularly if they fool around with this tax bill, they're going to... I think we have no choice but the extra session. Don't you think so?
I think so. If they go out, if you release your statement this week when the conference reports, they may just stay in, and so they're not embarrassed being called back. You know, they may just stay in. And strange enough, one of the guys in the conference reported out that Wilbur Mills, when he read McGregor's statement with your authority in there, said, "Well, that's not a bad statement," because I think he misread it, thinking that either clean up the budget deficit or the checkoff, rather than both.
Well, he sure misread it. Okay.
All right, sir.